From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. Hearings on the West Point Partners application were held before the State Public Service Commission last week in Albany. The project is intended to run an AC to DC converter facility built in the Athens Flats underground through the Village of Athens and then buried 75 miles in the Hudson River to Cortland. During the course of the four-day hearing, the project was examined by attorneys for more than 10 affected parties, including the Town and Village of Athens and the Athens Citizens Development Committee. West Point was questioned about the environmental impacts the project will have on terrestrial and marine ecosystems. The State Department of Public Service pointed out that laying the cable in the Hudson River will churn up vast amounts of sediment immediately adjacent to the drinking water intake pipes for various municipalities, including Rhinebeck and Poughkeepsie. Questioning also revealed that the project, purportedly able to provide power during blackouts, is in fact not designed with black start capability, a required feature to provide power during emergency blackouts. A noise expert requested West Point's plan for noise buffering in the town of Cortland, and the company was unable to do so. During questioning by the Athens Citizens Development Committee, West Point Vice President of Planning Chris Hawker said the planned cable route through the Village of Athens is no longer the preferred route. During the course of the hearing, it became clear West Point made no effort to consult with state agencies responsible for viewing and approving the application. In a letter to Commission Judge Kevin Casuto, the New York Department of State said West Point has failed to provide the required data for the necessary review of coastal zone policies. West Point cannot obtain an Army Corps of Engineers review without a Department of State coastal zone review. The proceedings will continue into the fall and further hearings will be held in early 2015. Hearing documents and letters are available on the PSC site. Transcripts of the full four-day hearing will be posted at that location in coming weeks. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail the Catskill Police Department is warning of a phone scam making the rounds. Catskill Police Chief Dave Darling said Monday, September 15th, the caller claims to be either an IRS official or a police officer calling about an alleged IRS debt or bail or fine money needed for a relative. Individuals are then instructed to purchase a debit card and supply the caller with the numbers. Darling said the callers can be very convincing, and they usually alter the caller ID to make it appear the call is official. They also use false names and false ID badge numbers as well. Darling said if asked to send money, do not wire money to anyone unless you contact local police, the sheriff's office, or the state police to verify the authenticity of the call first. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential State Senator Cecilia Kacik's name will not appear on the newly created Women's Equality Line in November, a state Supreme Court judge ruled Monday, September 15th. The judge found more than 3,000 of approximately 4,400 signatures submitted on her independent nominating petitions to be invalid. That put Kacik well short of the necessary 3,000 signatures to get on the ballot. A spokesperson for opponent George Amador's campaign said the petitions were carried and signed by out-of-district voters with ties to the 46th Senate District, many from Brooklyn and the Bronx. State Democrats responded by slamming Amador, but they did not directly address the signatures being tossed out. Kacik's name will appear on the Democratic line and has the Green Party line as well after she received enough write-in votes in the primary last week. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Tonight, patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 44. Wednesday, areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 70. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. Thursday, sunny with a high near 68. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 39. And Friday, sunny with a high near 64. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:02 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 25 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.